Welcome. I hope you all recuperated from the Kiddush in my home this Shabbos. Yes? Okay. Part 5. Final part. Halachas of Kiddush. Okay, test next time. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Halachas of Kiddush. This week, we're going to discuss making Kiddush on bread, making Kiddush on beer, let's say. We're going to discuss whether you should wash before or after Kiddush. We're going to discuss what happens if you make a hefsek between when you make kiddush and when you drink the wine. And what are the halachos of what the wine, if you use wine, what kind of wine it has to be. So those are our topics for today. Let's start with source one. The Gemara, Sofim, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Bet, says, Hanotel Yadav Lo Yikadish. If somebody already washed his hand, he shouldn't be the one to make kiddush. Somebody else who hasn't washed his hands, he should be the one to make kiddush.
Looking at the customs of people
who had lacked first. We're going to discuss that. Okay? Amar lohu, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel says to the people discussing this, Zimnin Sagin Hava Kaimna Kamed Rav. Many times I was sitting in front of Rav. Zimnin the Chaviv Alei Rifta. Sometimes he liked bread more. So what would he do? He was in the mood for bread. Mekadesh Rifta. He made Kiddush on bread. Zimnin the Chaviv Alei Chamra, sometimes he was in the mood for a nice cup of wine. Mekadesh Achamra, he would make Kiddush on wine. Okay? So the straight reading of this Gemara is Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel telling you that Rav used to make Kiddush on bread sometimes. Clear? Fact, the Rambam says this. Source 2. Hayam et avel lepat yeter min yayin. And you want bread more than you want wine. Or if you didn't have wine, first wash, make hamotzi, and make kiddush on your bread, meaning say that which you're supposed to say for kiddush over wine, so just say it over the bread. Then slice it and eat it. And that works specifically for kiddush, not for havdalah. So that is the Rambam Zoo, taking the Gemara exactly as we read it, Paskening la'alacha. But look at Tosot's explanation in this Gemara. Source 3, right there on that Gemara, Tosot, Dibur Matchil Mekadesh Arifta, says, Nir l'Rabbeinu Tam, de'ein mekadshin ala pat klal. You cannot make kiddush on bread at all. Okay, so we just read the Gemara that says that sometimes you make kiddush on bread. How does he explain that? Hacha achim parisha. This is how you explain it. Havim mekadesh al chamra, al dat lechol miyad rifta. Vayan notel miyad yadav kodem kiddush. So he has to re-explain this Gemara, which seems to say that sometimes he made kiddush on bread and sometimes he made kiddush on wine. So apparently that means that sometimes he made kiddush and then quickly ate bread, and sometimes he must have tarried and stopped to enjoy the wine. That is how Tosafot explains this Gemara, because it cannot accept as a premise that you can make kiddush on bread. So you have to, if it's clear that what they did to the Gemara is more dochak, is more squeezing it into the words of the Gemara than the simple reading of the words of the Gemara. Yes? Everybody's with me so far? Okay, go. Source 4, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins Lalacha. B'makom she'ein yayin matzoi. Where you don't have wine. Yesh omrim she'mekachin al shechar. Some say you can make kiddush on beer. Bishar mashkin or other drinks. Chutz min amayim, not water. V'yesh omrim she'ein mekachin. And some say, you cannot make kiddush on other beverages. U'laharosh, balaylo lo yekadish ala shechar el alapat. At night, you should not make kiddush on beer. You should either make kiddush on wine, and if you don't have wine, you don't resort to other drinks, you resort to making kiddush on bread. Whereas during the day, if you don't have wine, your second resort isn't bread, but rather it's beer. Shabbos has to be different than our meal during the week. Normally, we start our meal with the bread, we make hamotzi, and then we eat whatever it is. Whatever foods, whatever drinks, including wine, in the middle of the meal. Shabbos, it's a little bit different. Before we start the bread, we make some kind of kiddush. So if you were to make kiddush only over bread, you would not have any difference. And therefore, you're supposed to start with the beer. Says the Ramah, V'chein ha-minag pasha k'divrei ha-rash. The Ramah paskins like this, says our minag Ashkenaz is like this rush. V'im yayin ba'ir. If there is wine in that town, okay, it's not that you don't have wine. Even if you don't have wine, but there's wine elsewhere, you have to go get the wine. Lo yikadesh ala pat. Okay, so even though he's okay with technically making kiddush on bread, on the challah, nonetheless, it's a last resort. If you don't drink wine because you took a vow, I'm not going to drink any wine, you can make kiddush, and everybody else will drink it. And nobody else is there, then I guess he doesn't have other people with him, but he could go elsewhere to find them and hear their kiddush. That's better than not making kiddush, certainly. So here we have, so far, a discussion about making kiddush on bread. We saw the Pshat Gemara and the Rambam saying you can make kiddush on bread. The Tosfot saying you absolutely cannot make kiddush on bread. And the Shulchan Aruch says some people say you can, and some people say you can't. And then he cites the Rush, who says that he distinguishes between night and day, and specifically distinguishes between always making kiddush on bread, which is a problem because then your Shabbos is no different than during the week. And the Ramah says, we agree with that Rush, but really making kiddush on bread is a last resort, such that if anywhere else in that town, you could go borrow from one of your friends or neighbors, so you have to go do that. The Mishnah Berurah comments, trying to explain this procession that I just went.
Is bread?
Say it again.
Is beer in the same category as bread?
Is beer the same category? No.
They're different. And also, is the fact, and I'm not sure if it's an omelette, but is the fact on the actual wine itself, or is it on a chash of a drink? Which one? Like, the fact that we say kiddush on wine.
Kiddush on wine is the ultimate best way.
That's on wine itself?
On wine itself. Every other drink, right, so every other drink is now second place to wine. Okay? But he said, during the day, if you like that, so you can make, you don't have wine, you're going to see possibly even if you do have wine, you just like it better. We'll get into that. But right now, he discusses, during the day, don't make kiddush on bread, you should make it on that shahakal drink, whiskey.
And you would say shahakal, you would say... Bread.
You would say shahakal. You don't say hakafa when it's not grapes. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah, commenting on what I just read you in the Shulchan Aruch, says, source 5, Lo yikadesh lepat, don't make kiddush on bread. Why? He says, based on the Magen Avram, that the reason the Rush says at night, don't make kiddush, the reason why the Yesh Omrim says, ein mekachin, that we don't make kiddush on the bread, is because we're choshish to Rabbeinu Tam. V'da, and know this, because what did I just tell you? The Rush gave us that you really could make on bread, and just at night you do it on bread rather than beer, during the day, beer rather than bread, but only because we want Shabbos to be different than during the week. He says, let me tell you what's behind this rush. Even according to those who tell you that it is technically permissible to make kiddush on bread, they also agree that if there is wine in that town, you can't make kiddush on bread. Okay, that which the Ramah pointed out. Okay, even those who say it's technically permissible, that means it's technically permissible as a last resort when you're stuck. Not when there's wine to be found. He says, but he continues, one minute, the ikar mitzvah hu al yayin, because the main mitzvah of kiddush is on wine. Achla ditu, but for us, or for them, im apat chaviv lo yoter miyayin. Let's say you have a really good challah. It's delicious. And you don't like wine. And that's what you have. You have some really bad wine that they give you here in Yeshiva. So that wine, you would much rather make kiddush on the bread. He says, Az batul kadesh lepat, afilu yesh lo yayin. Even if you have wine. Not only don't you have to go look for wine, even if you have wine, if your bread is so much better than your wine, you can make kiddush on your bread. This is the psak of the... Oh, no. Okay, I forgot this Rosh HaTevu. It's a psak that he cites. This is what the people who you've seen make kiddush on bread must be somech on. Okay. Then, commenting on the Rush's view, Ula Rush, he says, Gama Rush Sviro Leka Yesh Omrim Rishon. What was the Yesh Omrim Rishon? The Shulchan Aruch, the Yesh Omrim Rishon, says that you are Mekadesh on Shechar Sharam Ashkim Chutz Min Hamayim. So the Rush does accept that. Ella, the Kevan Shehapad Balet Tzorach Sudat Shabbat, Chashiv Tvei Mishechar the Kadesh Babalayla. Since the reason you're having bread, or two loaves of bread, is for the Shabbos meal, it is better to make that Friday night kiddush on the bread rather than on beer. Uladina Yeshlizailach Achilah Shlod Kadesh Balayla Al Shum Mashke Chutz Min Hayayin Opat. So at night, we are very careful. Either make kiddush on wine or on bread, not on any other drink. Imein yayin by air. When can you do it on bread? When there's no wine in town. L'chameh, as we explained, or will explain. Darbe gdolei harishonim machmirin, she'enu yotze bazeh yidei kiddush, v'gam ha'machaber lo efne bazeh l'achalor. And Chaber ended up citing three views, two yeshonims and the Rush. And he doesn't side with any of them. And therefore, many of them are choshesh that you're not yotze at all on bread. So therefore, it's always wine Friday night. Unless there's no wine in town, then bread. But never anything else for Friday night kiddush. That is the conclusion, la halacha of the Mishnah Berurah. In the Bar Halacha, he says something a little bit further. He was discussing people who like bread more than wine. Source 6. Haynu afilu ma'pacha viva lav yoter miyayin, ukinabuchach me'adarche Moshe, ayin sham. Omenam, ra'iti, she'pasakti ma'pacha viva lav yoter miyayin, yachol l'kadesh l'pat. We saw that psak of that Rosh HaTevu that I forgot, I'm sorry, a little embarrassing. If you like bread more than wine, you can make kiddush on bread. Mashma she'datom notel achriya kemosh mitzadei rabbeit Yosef b'sof t'vararav. When we said that you like bread more, it's talking about more than wine. The Torah, Rav Hai, Mashmud the Rifta Chavivalei, Hainu Shayayin Eno Mekubal Venena Mina. You heard the difference? The first one is just that you prefer the bread to the wine. You could like this wine as an 8 out of 10, and you could like this bread as a 9 out of 10. But no, Rav Haigon says, when we say you prefer the bread to the wine, what are we saying? We're saying you prefer, you only eat this bread. You wouldn't drink this wine at all. It's eno mekubal, benenemim menem. Meaning, if you're forced to drink it, you tell me, I must drink it, I'll drink it. But really, I can't stand it. I don't like this stuff.
Does this bread also include hamatzei aminar? It's like, we want to make a challah then?
You have to make hamotz in the challah, but the question is whether you say the bishamru or whatever on the challah.
So you say hamotzi twice?
No, you only say hamotzi once. But do you say the vayechulu and mekadesh hashabbat over the bread or over some wine?
So the pat is in the challah, basically.
Yes. Okay. And the way that Rav Haigon describes the reality, that you like bread, and you don't like this wine at all, then we can paskel like the Beit Yosef, and then make kiddush on wine, on the bread, l'chachilo. So that is the... that is the explanation of the Bar Halacha. One further comment of the Mishnah Berurah, source 7. B'minatinatenu, in our country, where did the Mishnah Berurah live?
In Rabbeinu
Radin. What country?
Ukraine. Poland.
I think it's Poland. Okay.
It's all changes.
Pretty sure it's Poland. Yeah. The border is constantly changed. I'm pretty sure that was Poland. So he said, Shayayin biyoker. Wine is very expensive. Virov shtiat medina humishar mashkin. And most things that we drink in this country, other drinks rather than wine. Lo nagu afilo hagedolin lahadar achar yayin b'yom shakidu shalo rak midarbanan. Even our greatest scholars, even our talmidei chachamim or rabbanim, they don't try to get wine for the daytime kiddush. Okay? At nighttime, we said you really, really, really need wine. But for the daytime kiddush, where anyway you like those other things, scotch or whatever it is, and wine is really expensive, so they are not makbin on wine for the daytime kiddush, because we said it's midrabban and the kuli alma. V'somchen atzman al divrei mekilim hazeh, and therefore they rely on those who say you can make kiddush on other things. U'mish mevarech gam bayom al yayin, but somebody who does make kiddush on wine during the day, so then he is doing mitzvah harizeh, mitzvah min ha-muvchar. Okay? That is the comment of the Mishnah Berurah regarding the minhag during the day to make kiddush on other alcohol.
During the day, you can make it on any other alcohol. Yes. Could it be coke or?
I am told by a Talmud of Rav Shechter, and I haven't heard it from Rav Shechter directly, that he said that Shechar, there's a whole sugya of what's considered Shechar Medina. Shechar Medina means that you serve it at a state dinner. So he says at the state dinner they serve Coca-Cola. Yeah. So you should be able to. So in that regard, Coca-Cola would work. So I haven't gotten the psak from him. You're getting it now like third or fourth hand. Okay? But know that in principle that makes sense.
And is there any level of preference, as in like should we go whiskey, beer, bread, coke?
I think it would go wine and then grape juice.
Yeah, got it, yeah.
And then the other alcohols, and then coke. There is an issue regarding juice. I know that some think that if you're out of the wine or the alcohol, the grape juice, so you should make it on a cup of juice. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, I once asked him, and Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, that's all, and he told me that it's a Gemara, but he pointed me to a Gemara that says that fruit juice, so in the times of the Gemara, they didn't know what fruit juice was. The only fruit juices they knew were olives made oil and grapes made wine. Anything else, any other fruit they had that you turned into juice, they referred to it as zeba alma, fruit sweat. And they didn't know about orange juice and apple juice, and therefore they didn't view it as a drink. So therefore he told me that actually using a juice would be problematic in that regard.
And where does bread
fit? There are those who want to say that because it's our drink now and it's like our Shechar Medina, so that it could be our Chamer Medina, so it's like normal, so then you could really use it. And yes, they do sometimes have orange juice at state dinners. The bartender can mix you a Bloody Mary, which is orange juice with some alcohol or some kind or something. I don't know what's in it. But, meaning, I've seen orange juice behind the bar at the fanciest events. Okay, now your question?
Where would bread fit into that whole spectrum of alcohol?
So, during the daytime, we tend to not like Kiddush on bread. We consider Kiddush on bread the option when you don't have all those others. But you're technically Yotzei, if you're stuck.
And if you have one cup of wine for Friday night Kiddush or Abdallah, what should you do?
Friday night Kiddush or Havdalah. You make it for Friday night Kiddush, and then after Havdalah, you look for another cup somewhere else.
But and then if you have between Shabbos Day Kiddush and Havdalah.
So then you want Shabbos Day Kiddush, you don't need to use wine, you can save it for Havdalah. Yes.
And during the night, definitely not pepper, or is it possible to make it onto anything else?
So the Mishnah Berurah concludes either wine or bread if you're stuck. Nothing else. He says that's our minimum.
That's just right enough.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Now let's move on. Source 1. We're going to be discussing other forms of alcohol now, or other drinks. Source 8, the Taz, says, Nerali, the Yayin Siraf. Okay, this is an alcoholic beverage. Shemini Atenu, Eino Bechlauze. The Baze, I Efshar Lishtot Revir Haluk, Shehu Beitzo Mechza, or Mechza. Vim Kain Azlinan Butter Shir Hashtia the Robin Adam Baze. What's the problem when you drink scotch compared to wine? How much is a serving of scotch?
A little bit.
You know what a shot cup looks like, right? Tiny little cup. How much, we discussed the first week in source in class 105 on Kiddush, we discussed that you need to have a certain shear. You need to have 86 milliliters. If you were to have 86 milliliters of scotch, you'd be having a lot more than a shot cup. I would venture to say, though I didn't check it, at least 3 shot cups. Okay? Which would probably make you drunk. Yes? Or, because again, you're on an empty stomach. Okay? It's not very good for you. So he says, when it comes to making Kiddush on those beverages, he says, we don't go by the shear that you need for wine. You go by the normal shear of people drinking those beverages. And therefore, when you make Kiddush on scotch, you can make Kiddush on a single shot cup of scotch, even though it's that tiny amount. Okay? This is very hotly debated by many poskim, many acharonim, but this seems to be what he's saying. Hachanami b'yayin sraf shim shotek ederek shbnei adam shotek b'pam achad afilu b'shtei v'amim. If you drink the amount of scotch one person drinks once or twice, kishein hefzik b'nehem kashir shtia ravid k'dita v'sim atav reshid bet b'hamid starf in bet ashtio l'adadei the kashir v'az af api shein sham ravid haluk Mikomakom kemen shiroy lezog mayim v'yishte ravid v'yafshar l'shtot ravid l'stam adon karinu bein shapir v'savata. When he discusses the shear necessary to make a bracha charona or to be koveya a suda on that amount of alcohol, he says if you actually have 2 and you order them down enough that it would still taste like the alcohol, then you would actually have that amount of liquid that you would need if you were drinking wine in the proper shear. And therefore, it works. This is the view of the Taz. Okay. Now let's move on to our next topic. So that was a halacha the Maisa point that sometimes you'll see people making Kiddush during the day on scotch, and you look at it and it's much smaller than the cup that we've been discussing. You need this nice size cup, and we discuss everybody has to help you drink it if you don't want to drink it all. And all of a sudden, here you're making a little bit. So it is hotly debated. I didn't put on all the negative views of it. I put on the one who defends it, which is the Taz.
Just in the day, the Isaac, the bottle of wine or bottle of scotch, does it make a difference if you choose scotch?
It does make a difference. In fact, if there's 2 people there, and one of them is going to make Kiddush on wine, and one of them is going to make Kiddush on scotch, whoever's going to make Kiddush on wine wins. Even if the one making Kiddush on scotch is the Gadol Ador, and the one making Kiddush on wine is a person who just turned 13 that day. Okay. Or last week.
But he's not part of its appointment. You don't have a bottle of wine in your fridge, but your neighbor's or 2 houses down does.
You don't have to go get it. Okay. During the day.
During the day, but not you must.
At night you must. Okay. Scour the town for a bottle of wine. Policeman asks you to say, don't worry, I'm just looking for wine. Okay. Source 9. Moving on to washing our hands. Yes?
Even if you're in the middle of, like if you're in the middle of, like, say, China.
There's no Jews around and it's not safe. I wouldn't recommend risking your life looking for the bottle of wine. Okay? I think this also comes up. Some of you may come from towns where it's not so safe to walk at night. Yes? No? Mm-hmm. Don't live in MTA. I got a lot of scary stories from South Africans. So
only happens once or so.
we had our bell Shabbaton when I was in Aleph, and you know, you're supposed to, when you have a room full of guys, you're supposed to stay up all night and tell scary stories. So the South Africans had all these really scary carjacking and kidnapping stories. So, okay.
So, like, Revit, what was it, a quarter again? Not a quarter of your mouth. Revit.
Revit is 3/4 of a luk, which is the amount that if you were to put it in your mouth and push it to one side, it would make your cheek look full.
Doesn't Revit literally mean a quarter, though?
A quarter of a luk.
Oh,
not a quarter of your mouth.
It's a quarter.
Luk is a certain measurement.
Fads, it's a quarter of a luk.
Which means it's 3/4 of a luk, sorry. Revit is a quarter of a luk. You need 3/4 of that to drink it, which is, you need 86 milliliters. Okay? It's not so much. A can of soda is 330. So you're talking about a quarter of that.
Wait, so Revit is a quarter of a luk, and you need 3/4 of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's move on to the next topic of washing before or after Kiddush. Source 9. Gemara Brachot. This machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai said, "Notlin li adayim ba'achar kach mosgin l'kos. First you wash, then you make kiddush." Beit Hillel amrim mosgin l'kos va'achar kach notlin li adayim. First you make kiddush and then you wash your hands. And the Gemara on the next staff explains Beit Hillel savri techach l'natila adayim suda. The reason is because immediately after you wash your hands, you need to have your meal. The Rosh in Pesachim 10th parak discusses this halacha, and he says, "Anotel yadav lo yekadesh." She'im, we already saw this Rosh quoted a few minutes ago, but let's see it inside here. The Rosh says, "Anotel yadav lo yekadesh. She'im haya mekadesh, haya hakidesh hefsik. Vehesek hadad ben brachal motzi." If you are the one, if you washed your hands, you should not be the one to make kiddush. Other people can make kiddush, and you listen. Because if you make kiddush after you've washed your hands, the words of kiddush that you're making are a hefsik, an interruption between your hand washing and your eating of your bread. In addition, you are no longer having in mind your bread. And therefore, you cannot be the one to make kiddush. Vayat sarich litol yadav levarich b'macharet. And therefore, if you did that, you would have to wash your hands and make a bracha again al netila. Nimtzei sheberach al netila rishona ilavatala. The bracha you made the first time you washed your hands was a waste. Hilkach lo yikadesh. Therefore, you should not be the one to make your kiddush if you wash your hands. Elegitein la'achar shelo natal yadav lekadesh. Make somebody who didn't wash his hands make kiddush. V'yetzahu b'shmi'an, you'll listen. And I know we hold the Shmuel Ka'one, but it's not really like you spoke. B'Shmuel V'lo Havle Hefzik, just know that it's not part of the Shir. The Rambam seems to disagree with that definition of Shmuel Ka'one. It's like, says it's like you spoke. Not for our topic right now. Says Yetzahu B'Shmuel V'lo Havle Hefzik, just listen, and it's not like you interrupted between your washing and your eating bread. Hefzik means interrupting. So somebody who washed his hands before Kiddush doesn't have to go wash them again after Kiddush. So that is the view of the Rosh. Now let's look at the Rambam's Lashon. The Rambam describing the process of Kiddush says, "Mevarech bo vorei pi agafen bilvad." We're talking about during the day. Just agafen. Remember we said the Rambam doesn't have that you say any psukim or any other brachot. V'shote, and drink. V'achar kach yitol yadav v'yesod. After you drank your kiddush, then you go wash your hands and have your meal. So the Rambam isn't in favor of that which the Rosh is describing. The Rosh says it's not a problem to wash your hands before kiddush, just you can't be the one to make kiddush. How does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, source 13, Achar shir kiddush al kos, no tol yadav v'varech al v'tiladayim. After you have kiddush under a cup of wine, you wash your hands, and you make a bracha of al netilat yadayim. So, look at the comment of the Ramah. V'yesh amrim, d'lechachilo yesh litol yadav kodem hakiddush makadosh l'yayim. Some people say, that many, many Yaki Jews, German Jews, or others who have this minhag, the Ramah is talking about Minag Ashkenaz. Some say the Chachila, you should indeed wash your hands before Kiddush, with a Kaddish Layayim, and then make Kiddush on wine. The Chayna Minag Pashavin Nonelu, and this is the prevalent Minag in Ashkenazi places. The Ein L'Sharon, and we don't do it any differently, except for on Pesach night. On Pesach night, we do things differently, as you all know, in order to make people ask, because we're living in the past, we're living in a different time, all the reasons we have for everything we do differently on Pesach night. So on Pesach night, then you make Kiddush before you wash. But otherwise, the Ashkenazi minhag is to wash before Kiddush. Now some of you are being like, wait, I'm Ashkenazi, I don't wash before Kiddush. Let's keep going. Mishnah Berurah, source 14, says, Yesh Amar D'Chadchila. So what is this Ramah who says D'Chadchila, you should wash before Kiddush? D'Sfira Leh, the inner Kiddush making a hafsek. Because he says Kiddush is in a hafsek against this Ramam or Rush. Kevin Shu Tzorek Suda, since it is a necessary part of the meal. When you're washing, you're saying, I'm starting my meal. Well, it's Shabbos, I have to start my meal with Kiddush. So when I make Kiddush now, this is the starting of my meal. And then the Ramah says, in the Shanot, don't go against our Minhag. If you're Ashkenazi, you're supposed to wash before Kiddush. So says the Mishnah Berurah, V'kama Achronim katfu detfei adef lechachila lekadish aleyayin kodim tiladayin. Many Achronim disagree with this Ramah. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, because that way you get out of this whole machloket. The Rambam and the Rush and all these who say that you shouldn't have a hefsek and you shouldn't do it beforehand, and you might have to hear Kiddush from someone else rather than say it yourself. So, the Mishnah Berurah turns the Ramah into. If you already washed, you don't have to worry about it, then you can follow the Ramah and make Kiddush at that point. But really, the best way to get yourself out of this machloket, to be yotzei kol hadayot, is to make Kiddush, then wash, and have a motzi in your meal. Any questions on that?
Just that hug.
I will say that if you go to somebody's house who does it that way, that you should follow them, the way they do. They wash before Kiddush, you go and wash before Kiddush. I will say, in my life, I've done that probably 100 times at different people's houses, and probably all 100 of those times, I didn't remember not to talk after Kiddush. Because by habit, after Kiddush, I talk, and I forgot that there I had already washed, and then we're going to have Hamotzi shortly. And yeah, so there's a guy in the kola here at the Rav Chita's. If you go to his house, beware. He's a great host, but beware that, you know, not to talk after Kiddush there, because make the same mistake that I made. What?
Why is he allowed to say it if he's not? He's also not allowed to talk.
He's holding like the Ramah, that, and the Mishnah Berurah's explanation of the Ramah. That ain't a Kiddush. Mikrei Hefsek came and shoot Tzorek Suda. Kiddush isn't a Hefsek because it's unnecessary start of the meal.
Why don't Ashkenaz follow that just because we worry that we'll talk?
No, they don't follow it because they're trying to be Yotzik on the Shita. Everybody agrees that not doing it that way isn't a problem. Some people say doing it that way isn't a problem. Some people say it is a problem. So why not do it the way that works for everybody? That is... Okay, that's what's going on there. Let's move on. Source 15. Now we're going to discuss hefsek in general, not specifically making Kiddush in between washing, but a hefsek in between Kiddush and drinking your wine. Source 15, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kidei shekonim she yitom hefsek b'dibor, chozer varech b'priya gafrin, answer chlachsu l'kaddish. So let's say you make Kiddush, and before you drink, you spoke. So you go back and say the bracha of agafen, and you don't have to make the whole kiddush again, but you say the bracha of agafen again. Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, has a tshuva where he discusses the hefsek. He says, "Aser lahefsek b'dibor l'chol mi sheyotze b'avdala kodem sheyish le'echad me'ashomer." When we say a hefsek, we're not only saying that the person who made kiddush shouldn't talk before he drinks, but nobody should talk before, in between the Kiddush being made and someone drinking it. This is true for Kiddush and true for Havdalah. Sharei nimsa kishu hivdil ba'atzal al hakos, v'nishbach hakos, v'shitzim gidur, shlo yatzal al Havdalah getikuna. If the person who made Kiddush spoke, or knocked over the cup, he's not yotze. Gam efshar shlo yatzal klal. L'chein yishlal yizar la'shomen, so certainly the people listening also, lo yasiku afil ba'mirat shavuot tov l'chachilo. Right, the guy makes Havdalah and he says, I'm Havdalah and Kodesh Lechol, and you go, Shavuot Tov. Wait, he didn't drink it yet. Wait until he drinks it, then you can say your Shavuot Tov. Okay, now we're moving on to our final topic. What kind of wine are you supposed to be using for Kiddush? Source 17, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein mikachin al yayin shereich harayin. It's a long list of things that you can and can't use. So I gave you a sample of ones that I felt were practical. It says you can't use wine that smells bad. Even if it's just bad smelling, but it's not that it smells like vinegar, meaning it still smells like it's wine. But it's a bad smelling wine, you can't make Kiddush in that. And Sivcheri says, Mikachin al Yain Mavushal. You can make Kiddush on Yain Mavushal. V'al Yain Sheesh Mudvash, and even wine that's been sweetened with honey. V'yesh Omrim She'ein Mikachin al Yain. Some say you can't make Kiddush on those things. And the Rambam says, V'aminhag l'kaddish alav, and our minhag is to make Kiddush on them. Afilu yesh lo yayin acher. Even if you have other wine, rak she'in otok, l'mon vushol she'yesh bo dvash. If your best wine is the one that's boiled, or the one that has honey, the minhag is to make Kiddush on that one, even if you have a pure, unadulterated, albeit inferior, wine. Okay. Now, let's discuss the color of the wine. Source 18, there's Yerushalmi. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah mitzvah latzeit b'yayin adom. It is best to use red wine for Kiddush. Source 19, let's see what's the background for this. The Rambam says, Ein mikachin ela ala yayin aroy l'nasech ala gabay mizbeach. You can only make Kiddush on wine that is appropriate to be the wine that was poured on the mizbeach. The fichachin et ariv bo dvash. If it has honey in it, or sa'or, some kind of yeast, if you look at tibar chardal, even only drop the chavik dole in a giant barrel, ein mikachin alav. Kach anu morim b'chol marav. This is how we paskin in all our countries. V'yesh mi shemati l'kadish alav. Some people are mekel and say you can make kiddush on these. V'omer lo nemar hayayin aroy l'nasech agam mizbech alahotzi yayin shereicho ra umegula. When we say that it has to be wine that is fitting for the Mizbeach, we mean just wine that's not smelling bad, or wine that was left uncovered, or mevushal, or wine that was boiled. She'ein mikachin alecha mehen. So far now we've seen two views regarding yayin mevushal. We saw the Mechaber who says, some say mikachin on it, and some say yesh omrin. The Rambam is of that view that you certainly can't use mevushal. Because he says, we only use wine that can go on the Mizbeach. So either that excludes a lot of things, or it excludes some things, but certainly one of the things that excludes is Yayin Mevusha. Source 20, the Gemara says, Yayin Borek, Lo Yavi, regarding the Nesach, you shouldn't do Nesachim with Yayin Borek, and if you do, but if you did it, it may be Kasher Yotzi B'Diyev. What's Yayin Borek? The Rashbam, write their comments, Lavan V'Ra, white and bad, or white and it's bad, or white is bad. See what I just did there? What was the difference? Is white bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or?
No.
No.
Just your excuse.
What?
Just your excuse.
What's the difference with the color?
What's the difference with the color? So, is he saying that white wine is bad, or is he saying it's a problem to use white wine that is bad? Okay? That's what we're going to have to discuss right now. Says Tosos, right there, on those words, Chamer Chivarim, what's the din with white wine? Ulerin Nira, Deshaper Shmilei V'chavrin Garua Miborak Dechivra Lavan Yoter Midai Ava Borak Eno Alam Mavik Midlamin Tzat V'domik Tzat La'amumin Ulekachim Hevi Kasher. He says, when the Gemara says, don't bring Yayin Borek, which is white wine, but if you did bring it, your Yotze, He says that's white wine that is not so white. It's a little bit red, but it's not completely red. And therefore, lechachila, that's not the wine you should be bringing as a nesachim. But if you did bring it, it's kosher. You were yotze. Mashma, that if you have a completely white wine, it doesn't work for the nesachim. You're not yotze on a completely white wine. That is the view of Tosafot. So far we've seen, it's got to be red. And you're yotze b'diavad with white, and says Tosafot, when we say b'diavad with white, it's a quasi-white-red combo. Yes?
Well, how can you use grape juice?
We're going to discuss that. We'll get there in a minute. Okay? Don't worry, because I know a lot of us use white wine, so we're going to get there. Okay? I have 5 minutes left, we're going to get there. Says the Ramban, source 22. On those words, again, on the white wine. We need red wine for Kiddush. That Gemara we just quoted, you're supposed to use red wine. My time out, Tera Yanki at Adam, he makes a pun on the words, and it says, Yain, you have to use red wine. Says the Ramban, if you made Kiddush on white wine, you weren't Yotze. Until it looks like wine, and wine is red, then you're not yotze. And we also have to be yotze, even the b'diavad. So comes the Shulchan Aruch, and says, la'alacha, mikachin ha'yayin lavan. You can make kiddush on white wine. V'haramban poslo the kiddush afilu b'diavad. And the Ramban says, you can't make kiddush on white wine, even b'diavad, if after the fact you made kiddush already, you have to go make kiddush again. Aval mavdilin alav, but you can make avdala on it. Uminaga olam kisvar rishona, we hold like that first view that I quoted that says we make kiddush on white wine. We don't hold of this Ramban. Okay, let's see the reason why. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, source 24. Al yayin lavan ulakuli alma mitzvah lechachila lechazer achar yayin edom. Lechachila, you should be looking for red wine. Eladim, enlo edom. If you don't have red wine, enlo adom, sorry, I don't know why I'm saying edom. Enlo adom, o she'enlo meshubach, or it's not as good, and that's going to be an important word right now, because some people really like their white wine, especially the whips among us who like the nice Moscato, sweet, bubbly white wine. Sphere le'ed ezeh the mutter lechachila lechadish halavon. According to that view, you can chachila make kiddush on white wine. Aval mavdil in alav, and Eve says, even that, when the Ramban says you can't make kiddush on it, he says you can make havdalah. Why? Im chamer medina. If people drink it, you can use for havdalah any chamer medina. Shakol shotin oto. Batam de lo gara me shekhar, it's no worse than beer. And he says, the minhag olam is like the svar rishona, meaning against the Ramban. So says the Mishnah Berurah, and the Eliyahu Rabba, mashu de b'yayin shu lavan yoter midai. If wine is too white, nachol nachosh to the Ramban. We are choshesh to the Ramban. Shelo lekadesh alav el b'shat chag she'ein lo edo. Only use white wine when you're stuck and don't have red wine. Let's do the last topic regarding mevushal and grape juice, meaning within this kind of wine, and then we will summarize la'alacha about the kind of wines you can use. I see some of you nervous about your white wine that you like so much. So Tosafot says, what does yaimigata mean? Wine straight from your pit, your cistern where you have your wine being fermenting. Don't prove from here the mevushal wine is kosher for kiddush. Meaning, it didn't say lemuta yain mevushal, it said lemuta yain migata.
What would yain non mevushal be? Non mevushal wine.
Ones that you didn't boil. Yeah. Okay, which is most standard fancy wines. Okay.
When do you
especially non kosher wines. But the problem is that we need them kosher because they can't be handled by a non Jew.
When so, do they boil them?
What?
Like what stage in the process do they boil them?
After they're done, I believe. Otherwise, they wouldn't ferment. But you have to ask a wine expert. I don't pass a nutshell how to make the wine.
Okay. So why is not mevushal then so much nicer, better? But like, is there a difference?
Because you're boiling out some of the acridity and the taste of the wine.
There's not a lack of difference, really, between mevushal and non-mevushal.
So we're saying that, according to some of these views, that you can't be using mevushal wine to make kiddush on. I prefer making it because I prefer not having that mevushal wine because less problems in the world with wine that's mevushal. I mean, I prefer making kiddush on mevushal wine because there's fewer problems when your wine is mevushal. If somebody handles it who shouldn't, everything's still okay. The yain gamar hu, yain mevushal is complete wine. Damar hatam arba kosach amru yotzim yain mevushal. You can be yotze your four cups of wine on Pesach with yain mevushal. Alma mekachin a yain mevushal udelokim pirish Rashi v'Rash katvu the yain mevushal varken alav shakol. Not like Rashi and the Rush who say that the bracha on boiled wine is shahakol, not a guffin. The shtarin griyuta is made it worse by boiling it. So the Mishnah Berurah comments now on grape juice. That was regarding boiled wine. And part of the issue that boiled wine means, I guess if you boil it enough and really all boils out, it becomes non-alcoholic and becomes grape juice. So says the Mishnah Berurah, she'en otov chuli, dim shavin yish lachosh l'dari yesharmim shemachrim bazeh shelo l'kadesh u'le'inyan bracha karnim sakdom p'shitut v'varchan alam rabbi agafen. If the two wines are equal, so in terms of how nice they are, how quality they are, she should choose the one that's yotze l'kola shitot. But Shulchan Aruch does paskin la'alacha yain megito mekachin alav besochet adam eshkol shanavim va'omer alav kiddush hayom. You can take a grape, erev Shabbos, squeeze it, make grape juice, and use that for your kiddush. So paskin la'alacha, you're allowed to make kiddush on grape juice lechatzilo. We have here a discussion that red wine is good and white wine is a bit d'eved, and even when we say bit d'eved, it's okay. We're talking about white wine that's close to red. But you know, and I know, that we have some very nice white wines that we enjoy very much, sometimes even more than our red wines. Therefore, the halacha that they're saying that you can't use white wine, either we're going to paskin like those who say you can't use like white wine. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says you can paskin like wine. You can make kiddush on white wine just because the Ramban is saying you can't. So either we're just paskining like the Shulchan Aruch, or we're going to say that the white wine they're referring to is not this white wine. Because if you remember the Rashbam, when he explained the problem with white wine, is that it's lavan vira, it's bad. If you have a nice white wine, then there's no reason not to use it for kiddush. And certainly if you prefer it, that's not what we're talking about. A wine that you prefer is a good wine. And therefore you can use that wine for kiddush. And that is the wine, since we discussed using wine versus beer and wine versus bread, even that white wine, whatever wine you like, it's a wine you like, that is the best wine to use for kiddush. That is the best, nicest mitzvah. It'll make you the nicest onek Shabbos. It's exactly the way the mitzvah should be. Any questions before we go? Yisher koach. Thanks for your time.